WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
We're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show, live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin, all the way here in the right corner, and in the left is Lindsay Ward.
I still can't talk because I'm in the corner because I dared to suggest an outcome for Hell in a Cell based on tonight's Raw. And you know how somebody might suffer a loss.
Like I said, I'm in one corner because you put me in one corner earlier. You're just in the other corner. So it's like, you know, we can only have... There's so many... only have a few corners we got.
It's a big corner. At least according to Brent. He's got cookies. We're eating your cookies, Brent. We're eating your cookies. Just deal with it. This is how we entertain ourselves during Monday Night Raw. Because
it was raw. There was a lot of things that happened on this show that weren't exciting.
There were things that were semi-exciting. There were things that were not exciting, and then there were just things.
All right, let's get the not so exciting things out of the way. I think that's the best way to do this.
Yeah.
Shining Stars lost to Golden Truth. Who cared?
I still want a brochure though. The high point was Titus O'Neil, and it's like, why the hell is Titus O'Neil coming out with Shining Stars? Why?
If you're listening to this show, you can tweet me at Wild Talk Radio and tell me if you actually cared about the Shining Stars versus Golden Truth. And if you care about the feud continuing. Because I don't. That's just me.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I know both teams deserve a push. I'm not denying that, but not together. Not against you.
There's no one else for them to fight, so they're going to continue this thing. And I don't care about Mark Henry in 2016. And I don't care about Titus O'Neil. I don't. I really don't. It's
I
just
don't
not.
Care. I just can't.
You just can't. Especially don't care about Mark Henry. Sorry.
Mark Henry's gone. He's not there.
He was in the corner tonight.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought that was Titus O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil was in the Shining Stars corner. He came out with Golden Truth.
Mark Henry.
How'd you miss Mark Henry?
I completely missed Mark Henry. That goes to show you how exciting this was. I missed Mark Henry. I think I was yelling at you about that point about a shirt.
No, this was long before we started talking about a shirt. This was early in the show.
Oh.
So like, this was like, we were talking about something. I don't know.
Probably work.
Something.
Stuff.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's something we didn't care about. Awesome that Rich Swann and Brian Kendrick had a good match. It's fantastic, but why did Rich Swann beat Brian Kendrick?
Yeah, that's a little weird, other than they're having Kendrick dot himself with after you have him being a cocky heel for the last couple weeks leading up to this match. Why is it now he's pulling the Heath Slater, I need this, I've got kids thing?
Right.
And trying to gain sympathy from Perkins. It's like...
It made no sense.
It made no sense why all of a sudden after weeks and weeks and weeks being being Perkins and being a heel, he's suddenly walking up like, I need this man, I got kids.
Yeah, he has kids, I need this for my family, you need to let me win. It's like, really? That's what we're doing? This is how we're going to build to a cruiserweight title match. Okay. That's different.
I was like, Kendrick has kids?
Everyone has kids. The wrestlers, everyone has kids somewhere that they just don't know about.
True.
I bet Tigger has kids he doesn't know about.
I would not be surprised.
Sheamus and Cesaro beat the New Day because they had the tag title. Oh, wait, no, it was a non-title match on the Raw before it. So we're going to get the same match with the same people on Sunday. Make sense? I figured if you're going to do this, you should have did Xavier, unless you're doing Xavier Woods and Kofi on the pay-per-view, or Big E and Woods, then that's fine. But if you're doing Kofi and Big E again, why didn't Woods wrestle tonight then? These are criticisms I have of the show, because they're deserving.
Well, it's never defensive titles thing. Woods is always usually the cheerleader.
But it was title matches. But this was a non-title match, so he should have been wrestling tonight.
It's just my thought.
It's a thought.
Oh no, it's your thought, and it's a good thought. But yeah, it's like, it's okay. We're gonna have the number one contenders face that champions in a non-title match. Which, if the number one contenders currently no longer,
yeah, if the number one contenders lose, then it would, you know, be stupid booking, like Brian Kendrick losing later in the show. It's not logical booking, but that's just me. So there's that. They had a good match. The great spot was when they were trying to launch Kofi out of the ring and Cesaro hit him with an uppercut. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Stuff I did care about. I cared about Bo Dallas beating Curtis Axel because it's Bo Dallas, and Curtis Axel cut a great promo before the match.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was powerful. It was impassioned. He talked about his family legacy, which of course, once he starts doing that, you're like, oh, Curtis, honey, you're going to lose. He's very upset about the breakup with Bo, because he believed in Bo, and, you know, Bo broke his heart, and all these other things, and it was really, really, really well done. And Bo promptly beat him, and took his sign, and was like, peace, y'all, I'm out.
Pretty much. Dana Brooke and Bayley were supposed to have a match, but it's then turned into an arm wrestling match, and then just turned into a fight between the two.
Yeah, basically.
But Bayley turned it around into a Bayley to Bayley, sending Dana packing. It was a solid segment. I enjoyed that one. Enzo Amore and with Big Cass took on Carl Anderson with Luke Gallows. Enzo came out to do a promo, and Gallows and Anderson got the mics cut from some good boys in the back. If you didn't know the Enzo and Cass were over, they don't need no stinking microphones.
No, they don't. The crowd will do it for them.
And they legit did it for them. Enzo screamed it. They did it. I thought it was great. Now, here's the meat and potatoes of the show. Before we get to the real meat and potatoes, Brock Lesnar was here. Heyman was here. Brock doesn't like chants. Crowd did Goldberg chants. Brock suplex city chants. And then the crowd chanted Goldberg sucks. And they left.
That was it.
It's pretty much the use of him. They played them. They played them like a fiddle, and they worked. But that's all it was.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really anything to write home about.
Yeah. Now onto the meat and potatoes. Question is, who has the list?
The list is missing, y'all. It's a travesty. Chris Jericho is beside himself.
He was upset. He came out of the starter show beside himself. And, yeah. He asked Kevin if Kevin had the list. Kevin didn't have the list.
Okay, before we get there, Kevin literally walked down to the ring with this look on his face like he was about to pull his drunk girlfriend off the top of the bar because she drank too many goddamn shots and she was singing bad karaoke. Like, that's what the look on his face was. Fuck it. It was literally, goddamn it, Chris, not again.
Yeah, Chris Jericho said he wasn't doing anything, leaving, going anywhere until he got his list back. Seth Rollins would have... Stephanie came out. She said, you have to wrestle and listen to your best friend. Seth Rollins came out, and he had the list. And he said, you know, Steph's on the list, Kevin's on the list, and then he was making his own list about the places he's going to break on Kevin Owens' body. I thought it was really fun, really entertaining. Chris Jericho is on point right now.
Chris Jericho is extremely on point right now. Love it. This is a really, really, really great opening. It's just a shame the rest of the show didn't live up to it, but that's okay.
So Chris Jericho is backstage looking for the list. He looks around, and, you know, Jinder Mahal didn't have it. The Shining Stars didn't have it. But who had it? Braun Strowman had it.
Because, you know, that's not awkward.
And then he gave it to him. If Jericho said please, Jericho said please. And he said, Sami Zayn's name's not on this list. And Chris Jericho shouts out, it was on page 4. Then Jericho's like, you have my thing, which means only one thing.
You just made the list!
Oh, God, that was great.
That was fantastic.
Also, Braun Strowman and Sami Zayn had a confrontation. Braun said Sami's not real competition. They brawled. Braun laid him out. Sami got back into the ring. Braun looked back. Braun was like, nah, you're not real competition, so he left. Solid build of the feud.
We know what's coming, so it's a little hard to get into this, and you're just like, why are you going to have Braun Strowman kill Sami Zayn? Why? What did Sami do to deserve this? Nothing. Poor Sami. Poor Sami.
It happens. He's gonna eat Sami Zayn.
He is gonna eat Sami Zayn.
So Jericho's happy he has his list, and then Kevin Owens cut a strong promo, thank God, about the Hell in a Cell, which was perfect, and it led into the main event of Jericho, Owens, and Rollins, which saw Rollins pin both Jericho and Owens.
It was cool, but it was super awkward.
It was really awkward. It just didn't work. But the finish was cool. Then they beat down Owens, and beat down Rollins. They leave. Rollins gets back up. He attacks Owens. They brawl back down to ringside. Owens gets control and eventually powerbombs Seth Rollins into the hardest part of the ring, the side of the ring, and left him laying.
The apron.
Well, it's the side of the ring. The apron. It's the hardest part of the ring. That's what they call it. I thought that was a really well-done angle, and this is, go ahead, say it.
What?
Say what, you know.
Oh, the thing? You want me to say the thing?
You might as well say it.
Could a minus 13 be in Rock's future?
We'll see.
And a plus 13 going to Tim?
It's more than that. It's plus 16.
Oh, is it plus 16 now?
One for appearance, five, because it's a network win. It's five for the network win. At the time.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's how that goes.
So it could even be even more.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Oh, but let's talk about it.
No,
It's way more fun than talking about Raw.
No, because we have one segment left we need to talk about.
Okay.
And it's the women.
Oh, okay.
The contract signing between Sasha Banks and Charlotte.
This was dope.
I thought Charlotte was really impressive. She was strong on the microphone. She was demanding Foley to give her the contract to sign it.
Charlotte has come leaps and bounds in terms of her confidence as a heel. She's really starting to come into her own and is being super impressive. I mean, I enjoyed every bit of this promo, both on Sasha and Charlotte's side, because Sasha was equally impressive. I mean, they were ready to go. In this, they wanted that contract, they wanted to sign it, despite all the warnings that Foley gave them, they wanted to do the thing, no matter what.
Mick Foley warned them about the dangers of Hell in a Cell. He talked about this, you know, look at him and look what the cell did to him, the shell of the man he once was. And this is where you pointed out there was another person in that cell.
Yeah.
He just had hip surgery, so, you know. That's the thing.
We'll lay at home right now, napping on his couch, but still, it's still,
it's one of those things. But Foley was good, sort of trying to make it about Foley. He brought up Eddie Guerrero, how Charlotte, Sasha has a picture of Eddie that Eddie gave to Mick, that Mick's children wanted to give to Sasha, and it was really strong. Mick was trying not to cry, but he started to cry a little bit. It felt a little bit like he was trying to put Foley over, but at the same time, he did his part in getting the match over, and it really felt like this promo made us feel like, okay, this should close the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think Foley is definitely in for this match because he wants to see the women advance, or at least he wants to see Sasha and Charlotte advance. I don't think he wants to see every woman advance because he has his favorites. That's very clear. It was just a little bit tiresome for Foley trying to make this about Foley. I'm not going to get into it tonight. I'll get into it on Thursday. But yeah, and it was, Foley did his part. He got the match over. He did what he needed to do. But it's like he was putting himself over as much as he was putting the match over. And it was like, yeah, okay, can we not make this about you? Because this isn't about you.
So eventually the girls would sign the contract. Charlotte said she would see Sasha in Boston. Sasha signed the contract and said, Charlotte, I'll see you in hell.
They're going to kill each other, y'all. It's going to be amazing.
I thought that was fitting. I thought that was good. I thought they handled themselves well, and I thought the best part of it had nothing to do with verbal. Sasha was in white. Charlotte was in black. Good and evil.
Very, very subtle thing there, which was well done. I mean, just the stare downs, the intensity. This has a big match feel. They're treating this as if this is important. This is not a blow-off. They're not being flippant about this. This is serious to them, and they're going to capitalize on it. And I love to see that.
Indeed. But that... We'll do it for the Raw Press Show. Oh, yeah. Roman and Rusev did backstage promos talking about Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
They weren't impressive. They were just there. They got them on the show. That's all that was. But this has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, it's The Wreck.
That's right. We've got news. We've got notes. We'll have NXT. And we are going to be previewing Hell in a Cell. We'll break it all down for you, as well as SmackDown Throwdown. Right?
Yeah.
SmackDown Throwdown and so much more. So it's The Wreck. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/WreckRadioShow, for Monday mashups. Tuesday, the Raw redo on Tuesdays, My Journey Wednesdays, Throwback Thursdays, and Fantasy Fridays. Plus, get the WWE 2K17 Sims of Hell in a Cell at Rock Radio Show's YouTube channel, youtube.com/RockRadioShow, Facebook, Twitter, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, the election continues on CB Radio. Go to cbradiolive.com and vote right now. The election voting process has begun. Vote daily. Who do you want to win? Ace, Sup, Rob, or Jobber? Vote now. cbradiolive.com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern, it's Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega. Recapping everything that goes down in Hell in a Cell. We'll be back for Raw Halloween next Monday night, 11-10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Alright, hold on. Follow her on Twitter at Linsward Allen, SWRD. Check out her Behance at Behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitter, because you were breaking up on that.
That's all I got.
Sorry, you were just breaking up on that. Anyway, that'll do it. Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Instagram.com/MBG1211 for all the journey stuff, and he's on WrestleZone.com Mondays and Fridays. You can send people home mail.
Why am I sending people home? It's your show.
I took your plug. You send us home.
So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rob Post Show right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Oh, and Matt, go to your corner.
WildTalkRadio.com.